morning, everybody. Welcome back to my Subaru for another Miller Time devotion. And today I wanted to devote our time to telling you about a great man of God who just went to be with the Lord just a couple of days ago. Bryce Jessup. I met Bryce Jessup in 1986. He was just stepped in as the president of San Jose Bible College. And I was just a brand stinking new believer, didn't know up from down, left from right. Although I grew up in church, had never studied the scriptures. And Bryce was one of those guys that just I could relate to, I could identify with. He was not like a lot of pastors. He was not like a lot of Christians that I had known over the years that really just weren't very appealing. I don't mean to be judgmental there, but Bryce was just one of those guys. He was down to earth. He was an athlete. And so, you know, I was just a dumb jock. And so anytime I met an athlete, I could identify or connect with them. But the thing about Bryce that really stood out for me was he didn't take himself so seriously. But you can count on the fact that he took God seriously, and he absolutely loved Jesus, and he loved the bride of Christ, his church. Man, Bryce could laugh, you just didn't get the idea that he thought that he was something great. And yet, the impact, the people that he knew, the influencers that were part of his life and that he had influenced, the impact just is numbers in the thousands, if not the 10,000s of people. And I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful that I got to be a small part of his life. Bryce used to let me and my family come up and share his cabin up at Pine Mountain Lake. For about a dozen years, we went up there every year, and he wouldn't charge me hardly anything at all. He just was generous with what he had. He was one of those guys that just always was encouraging. Every time you had a conversation or you had interaction with him, you always walked away feeling good about yourself. You always walked away believing in yourself. And he just had a way of interacting with people that just, you always went away encouraged. A couple of scriptures come to mind as I think about Bryce. Psalm 116:15 says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his loved ones." While we grieve, Paul says, when our loved ones pass away, we grieve not as those who have no hope. And it just reminds me that death for the Christian is a transition. It's not the end. We are assured over and over in Scripture that to depart from this life is to be present with Christ. And I cried yesterday, and I laughed, remembering stories that he told me that I can't share. Just thinking about what a privilege it was to have someone like him in my life. Bryce was a guy who absolutely loved sports. He loved fishing. He used to tell stories all the time about fishing in his messages, and hardly ever heard a message that he didn't share some story about fishing. And he used to go up backpacking. I had an annual trip, usually every August. He went a little bit early this year, but he would go up into the Sierras and some of his favorite spots, and he would just fish. He just absolutely loved being there. And it was while he was on the side of a lake fishing that he sat down and had a heart attack and went quickly and minimal pain. And he used to joke all the time that that's how he wanted to go. He used to tell his son that son, if I go, if I'm up here and I go, just roll me in the water and leave me, or bury me on the side of the path and let me be. And he actually got to leave this world exactly how he wanted to leave. And so it's with mixed emotions that I share with you this story. But Bryce is one of those men, one of the most significant men in my life that modeled for me what it means to be a man, that you can be a strong but humble and gentle man, that he modeled for me what it means to be a husband and be faithful to your spouse. He modeled for me what it means to be a father. His son Jim is a guy that I played basketball with in college, and I consider him a good friend. And he is faithful, serving the Lord. He modeled for me what it means to be a pastor, as a guy who served in ministry in the church for many, many years, and then finished his years as the president of San Jose Christian College, now William Jessup University, named after his father. One of the things that Bryce used to love to do was to hike Half Dome. In fact, here's a picture of Bryce on his 70th birthday. In fact, his father and his older brother also on their 70th birthday hiked Half Dome and did a headstand. And you have no idea how difficult that is. Most of us probably can't even do a headstand where we're at, but let alone after hiking up however many thousand feet and then doing a headstand. I tried it on my 45th, around my 45th birthday, and couldn't even get close to balancing up there on Half Dome. But it just also made me think that the way in which God puts certain people in our lives. Maybe you've had significant people in your life. Maybe they're still in your life. Maybe they were just in your life for a season, but they touched you in a way. They encouraged you. They brought out the best in you. They modeled for you what it meant to be a faithful follower of Jesus. Maybe they modeled for you how to be a man or a woman or a husband or a wife or a mother or father. And I just want to encourage you to take time today. Think about who those people were and just thank God for the way in which He puts people in our lives to make us better, to bring out the best in us. What a gift! What a gift! And may Bryce, may you rest in peace. And I look forward to the day when we are reunited. And I'm sure that there will be thousands upon thousands of people who were impacted for Christ because of your faithfulness to Him. So God bless you guys. May the peace of God that passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. See you next time. Thank you.